The following is an excerpt from the Texas Parks and Wildlife television series. On the surface, the face of Texas ranching hasn't changed much since the 1800s. Cowboys are still wearing chinks and spurs, still roping calves just as their fathers and grandfathers did in years past. While things may appear as they were a century ago, changes have been necessary to maintain a successful business. But throughout the modernization, traditional values have remained an integral part of ranch life. Before this area was known as Texas, Mexican cattlemen were raising their herds here. By the early 1880s, the westward drive of the early American settlers brought them into this rough country. The land was too barren and arid for farming, but cattle could survive in this harsh environment. While the land may not have changed much since those first ranchers settled here, while the image of the cowboy astride his horse is dateless, just under the surface, the evidence of progress is apparent. The earliest years of ranching were operated on the principle of the open range. There were no fences, and cattle roamed freely. The introduction of barbed wire in 1884 brought about the end to this open range era.
Okay, I can see clear.
Pickup trucks equipped with radios have replaced horses for most transportation needs. And computers have become necessities for a smoothly operated business.
Pitchfork Ranch is a sale.
The Pitchfork Ranch is a unique mixture of the past and the present. The Pitchfork Land and Cattle Company was established in 1883 by Dan Gardner and Eugene.